AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Fed Chair Jerome Powell did not give the Senate Banking Committee and Wall Street investors what they wanted to hear today. When will the Fed start cutting interest rates?
Elevated inflation is not the only risk we face. Reducing policy restraint too late or too little could unduly weaken economic activity and employment.
Powell said the Fed is dealing with a cooling job market as well as persistently high prices. He didn't say it, but Powell is suggesting there could be a rate cut soon. The director of the Children's Hospital in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, that was hit by a Russian missile, is detailing the losses there.
The 10-story hospital, which is Ukraine's largest medical facility for children, was caring for some 675 patients at the time of the attack, Director General Volodymyr Zhirovnir says.
Of course, every children with mom, with some parents more, so many people was here.
Zhirovnir tells the AP the unit lost a highly professional doctor who was very dedicated to children. Zhirovnir urges nations to stop Russian President Vladimir Putin.
If we don't stop Putin and this aggressive politic, it will happen in Poland, in Czech Republic, maybe in Germany.
I'm Charles Duladesma.
Heavy Israeli bombardment is shaking Gaza City. Israel's new ground assault in Gaza's largest city is the latest effort to battle Hamas. The New York Attorney General says the National Rifle Association's former chief financial officer, Wilson Woody Phillips, has been banned for a decade from managing money for any nonprofit company in New York. A jury found Phillips liable in a scheme to have the NRA bankroll the extravagant lifestyle of its former chief executive, Wayne LaPierre. Former Oklahoma Republican Senator Jim Inhofe, known for backing the military and denying climate change is human-made, has died. He was 89. This is AP News. A lottery winner is cashing in.
75-year-old Donna Osborne recently completed radiation treatments for breast cancer. Now she's won $5 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. She bought the ticket while buying gas at a convenience store in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where she lives. She says she bought a $5 lottery ticket a while ago and won $50, so she used that money to buy this ticket, the one that turned out to be the winner. Scratching it while still in the parking lot, she couldn't believe it, so she took the ticket back into the store and asked the clerk to check it. What's she going to do with all that money? Yeah, she'll invest some of it, she says, but then she's going to Alaska. I'm Rita Foley.
Authorities say a United Airlines Boeing jet lost a main landing gear wheel while taking off from Los Angeles. The jet later landed safely in Denver. No one was injured. The wheel was recovered in L.A. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.